Welcome to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. What is sacred attunement? Sacred attunement is a holistic approach to unlocking your personal power and mastering your spiritual growth. If you are ready to embrace positive habit change and experience a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle, then you are in the right place. Inner peace, love, and harmony made easy. The Sacred Attunement Show starts now. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It is a magical day, I will have to say. It is a Friday. It's January 7th. It's 2022. There's like so much power in this day today with the astrological numerology that's happening. But we can get more into that later and in another time. But I am your host, Asher Countryman, the founder of Sacred Attunement. And just a little bit more about me before we get into our subject today, which is the lack perception and knowing about the unseen and how that can serve us. So I specifically help successful moms to live vibrant, happy lifestyles without the endless self-help books, by mind, body, soul hacking techniques to help create a healthy habits in each and every one of your lives. And I do this by working with people one-on-one. I really believe the to succeed in our path to success and right, and to live on our purpose and to live our best life, we have to address the body as a whole. And specifically today, we're focusing on what is happening up here, right? Up in the brain, in the mind, what we call our thoughts, right? The lack perspective, I guess, can also be known as our limiting beliefs. And our limiting beliefs show up in so many different ways for us. And I'll just kind of share, I guess, a little bit of story about what I mean by that. So as a young child, I grew up in a kind of an environment that was, you know, slightly toxic. Raise your hand if you can relate. I'm sure a lot of you can. Growing up in an environment where I was always told to be quiet, that my voice didn't matter. Growing up in different environments where different adults, whether it be teachers, friends of family, that I was, in a sense, stupid, right? And when you continue to hear these repetitive messages time and time again in our lives, we begin to think that those are fact, right? It's what we call conditioning. And our conditioning does shape who we are in this present moment, right? Our experiences, our conditioning result in that. And that can ultimately create that lack perspective. So when I heard more than once that I was stupid, I grew up, you know, going through school, not putting much effort in because I was like, well, if I am this, then what's the point in putting in the work because it's not going to result in me getting an A or a B. So why should I bother? Why should I care? Right? And that closed a lot of doors of opportunities for me, right? Potentially doors of, you know, beautiful friendships, relationships, you know, maybe getting scholarships, going on school trips with other people that I got to see, like wishing I could be one of those people, not realizing that I was already one of those people. I just didn't have the perspective to see it, right? Another way to look at it is... Another way to look at that is we all have a filtration system, right? Through this conditioning and through these experiences, we begin to have a filtration system. And this filter creates our perspective, right? We either see an abundance of love, an abundance of wealth, an abundance of health, or we see the opposite. A lack of love, a lack of wealth, a lack of health, right? And we convince ourselves that this is what we're worth, right? That we're not worthy of having that promotion, that we're not worthy of having that relationship of marriage and family and kids. So we decide to stay solo. You know, raise your hands if you're relating to what I'm saying. Yeah, right. I'm sure we can all relate to some extent on one level or another. There was a story I heard from a friend of mine, and we were talking about this conversation, this lack perspective. And she shared a story with me of how she grew up in an ashram. And in this ashram, there was an abundance of food and singing and dancing and abundance of, you know, people having homes and just laughter and a lot of love. But in her eyes growing up, you know, in an ashram, a lot of people come there with a lot of gifts, you know, a lot of things to give the families or to give the organization itself. So she grew up with this mindset of like, oh, we're a charity. You know, I'm not worth physical abundance, monetary abundance. You know, I'm worth being pitied upon, you know, having that like slight victim mentality. And, you know, we grew up, right? She grew up having this mentality for years, not realizing till many years later that like, oh, wait, that's not actually true. I can shift my perspective around that. Another way I learned this, I was in a training with Dr. Lovery. He's the founder of Nam Yoga. And in this training, we were talking about perspective, right? To see the other side of maybe someone else's opinion. And he's literally holding up a jar of mayonnaise. And I'm laughing, going like, what is that? A jar of mayonnaise. Okay. And he's like, okay, you see the side I'm showing you, right? It's the front, it's the label. It says Best Foods or whatever that mayonnaise brand is. And he's like, I'm trying to help you see the other side. And he just simply flips the jar over, right, to where the ingredients are and the nutritional values are of that particular product. And he's like, it's as simple as that. Turning your head or turning your physical body around and just simply being open-minded to the potentiality of something different than what you're currently experiencing, right? And again, our lack perception can show up as fear, right? And that fear of I'm not worthy, I don't deserve, that fear of, oh God, what will people think of me if I really voice my opinion? What will someone say no to me if I ask them on a date? And if they do, it's okay because someone will say yes, right? It's a matter of fact of saying yes to ourselves because we do deserve it. You do deserve a vibrant, happy lifestyle. You do deserve abundance within your life. And I know change can be hard, right? How do like to change the way we currently think, to change our current perspective can be challenging. And I think that's the point, right? We come into this life with certain challenges that we have to face and address because that's what we were born to discover, to uncover, to grow into. Right? These challenges are a part of our journey and they're not there by coincidence. So when we decide to face those challenges head on, nothing but magic is on the other side. Nothing but more love and more abundance and more awesomeness is on the other side of it. But we all get so scared of what could be that we hold ourselves back, right? And we end up getting old and having regrets. Like, oh, if I just said yes to that opportunity, if I just said yes to myself, yes to this experience, it could be so different, right? So again, talking about this lack perspective. Examples, let's see more examples of what that could be for each and every one of us. Maybe you see someone driving, you know, in a Maserati or a Lamborghini, and you have this subconscious thought, you may not even be aware of it, that, ugh, rich people, you know, maybe there's an attitude behind it, or oh, I'll never be able to have that, right? Or you see a happy couple walking by and you're like, I wish I could have that, you know, and it just leaves this feeling of heaviness. It leaves this feeling of sadness, or maybe even tension in the body, right? And those feelings are roadblocks. When we have these feelings of tightness and tension, we're telling ourselves no. No to that potential opportunity, no to that experience, because we're not allowing ourselves to just flow in the moment, be open to the opportunity. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. So I want to help you guys to face that challenge in a way that's going to be fun, easy, and graceful, so you can become a butterfly, right? I'm all about transformation. And right now we may be a caterpillar. And in order to become that butterfly, we got to go into that cocoon and have that challenging dreamer. First break, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the divine, astral, physical and what that looks like. So we'll talk more about that after the break. And one more thing before we go, if I'm doing a giveaway for all of you, so to the first two callers, I am gifting all of you, I'm going to be gifting the first two of you one of my homemade herbal salves. It's great for moisturization and it's great for inflammation and pain relief. So if you feel called to get this product, something that's wild harvested, made with love and intention to help you live your vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle, please go ahead and call in and just provide your name, your email, and if you feel comfortable, your phone number as well, so I can get your shipping address to ship that out to you. So we will be back in just a couple of minutes to talk a little bit more about divine spiritual wisdom and how that relates to lack perception.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Minku, ADHD coach. People with ADHD can be vastly different from each other, but one thing most ADHD adults have in common is a poor time sense, an unrealistic idea of how long things take to do. With a really poor time sense, what you probably expect to get done in a day, only Superman could accomplish. Yet, after barely getting through a fraction of your to-dos, you end each day feeling inadequate and ashamed that you didn't finish it all. The problem lies in your magical thinking about time. To get real, compare how long you think something will take you to do with the reality. For at least 7 tasks, write down how many times longer each one really took than what you had guessed. Then use that information to plan. Learn more about Time Sense and other strategies in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Solutions for Your Unique Brain.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
All right, y'all. Thanks for staying tuned and welcome back to the second segment of this amazing show of Unlock the Power of Mind, Body, Soul Abundance. We are talking about the lack perception, and I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about divine spiritual wisdom. Raise your hand if you know what that is. I know most people don't. So I'll kind of give a little brief description about what that is. It's some wisdom and knowledge that I started learning from Dr. Lovery. He is one of my teachers. I really look up to him. He's helped change my life in so many ways, very impactful, and very grateful for him. And he talks a lot about this divine spiritual wisdom. And basically what divine spiritual wisdom is these universal laws, right? And maybe this is your first time hearing that term. Universal laws are these basically agreements throughout the history and throughout the ages of man that we all agree are concrete, right? Like example, 2 + 2 = 4, right? Like we can't fight mathematics. And mathematics are everywhere. They are embedded into our bodies, into the things we make and how we create. And there's verbal agreements, energetic agreements that we all kind of have agreed to as a collective consciousness. And there's some that are unbreakable, right? And these universal laws affect or influence our life path and our life purpose, right? The things that I mentioned earlier, like the challenges that we go through and that we face. And divine spiritual wisdom is basically, when you know it, it helps to remove speed bumps, so to speak, out of the way, right? Like perhaps there were some experiences you were supposed to go through in 5-10 years from now, but learning about some of this wisdom or learning about planetary attributes or learning more about your own makeup, about what karma is and things like that, living in this lifestyle, say, of love and compassion can help remove some of those speed bumps, right? And how does that relate to lack perception? You're like, what is this? Where are we going here? When we have more compassion and love for ourselves through these experiences we go through, it takes some of the burden off of us, right? And coming into this space of what is unconditional love, all of a sudden we start to feel a little lighter. We start to feel brighter, that there's more space for opportunity in our lives for something that we may not have thought possible, right? Coming back to this energy of unconditional love and truth and wisdom allows you to say yes to that promotion, allows you to say yes to that relationship, allows us to say yes to things we may have said no to before. And a little bit more about divine spiritual wisdom, I want to talk about how that relates to our physical body and energetic body. So we have three parts of our body here. We have what's called the divine plane, right? And that is literally from our shoulders up. And the divine plane is our thoughts, right? And our thoughts are a part of ultimately creating our physical reality. We have thousands of subconscious and conscious thoughts on a day-to-day basis, and so many that we are completely unaware of, right? That stuff that I mentioned earlier about conditioning, right? A lot of those unseen thoughts are things we learned or picked up between the ages of 0 and 3. They say majority of our conditioning is between the ages of 0 and 3 years old, right? So we've already been conditioned to think or act or behave or feel in a certain way. And here's the beautiful part about being an adult, right? Being in your own body, your own journey, is you are the author, right? You are the author of your own story. You do have the power to recreate the story, to design a new chapter. And that starts with this unseen world of our thoughts. To bring awareness to those thoughts that we think about ourselves and that we think about others. And second is the astral plane. The astral plane is connected to our emotions or our feelings. And our feelings also create our physical reality. Our thoughts and our feelings connect and create to the physical world. And when you look at this as far as the planetary, right? Remember I mentioned earlier about planetary attributes. The divine plane is connected to the sun. The astral plane is connected to the moon. And they say in order for anything to be created on Earth, it goes through the sun, then the moon, then comes to the Earth. So imagine what perspective changes you could have when aligning the thoughts, the emotions, and the physical reality, right? Because we may have this thought of, or we may take action, right, in the physical world to go see something come to fruition. But perhaps the feeling behind it, we don't have that 100% confidence behind it. So boom, there's an imbalance right there, right? Or maybe the thought is not in alignment with it because it doesn't feel right. So we have to think and feel and act in alignment, because when one of those are out of place, you will see those hiccups or those repeating patterns in your life. So if you're questioning, why do I keep going into the same relationships? You know, why does it seem every so many years I go through the same cycle, right? But sometimes we begin to notice these little patterns about ourselves and we wonder, why does this keep happening to me, right? Whether it's something like car accidents all the time or constantly reacting to situations, or maybe blowing up on someone that you love and that you care about. And you're like, why do I keep doing this? Because something is out of alignment in this unseen world of our feelings and our thoughts. So we have to bring awareness to those things, right? And where, again, do those things come from? They come from our childhood and the conditioning. So taking moments to figure out why you have a certain thought that's not serving you, why you have a certain feeling that's not serving you, figure out, where did that come from? When did it start? Who told you? How did it feel? Where did it come from? How old were you when it happened? Right? Pinpoint that time, that experience along the timeline of when it happened. And then from there, taking action to get a different result. So these points I mentioned of expressing our needs and wants, expressing our truth, and expressing our boundaries, when someone meets with us in that way with resistance or telling us no or telling us we're wrong, that also creates that lack of perspective as well. So how do you express yourself in a way that feels safe and secure, right? That's something to explore in your day-to-day activities, in your day-to-day conversations, right? Taking you out of it and bringing it to the I, right? That helps to communicate what we need to others, right? Because those things ultimately do create either more lack or they create more abundance in our life. And it looks like we are almost ready for another break. So, yay! Thank you all for staying tuned so far. I hope everything is flowing and making sense as we move into it. This next part, we're going to start to talk a little bit about solutions and how we can fix, so to speak, this lack perspective or help to change that lack perspective. And if you haven't yet, please go ahead and call in to claim your free gifts, our giveaways that we are doing today of our herbal salves to help you with any inflammation or pain relief and to help moisturize that beautiful skin. I actually have some on my skin right now. It feels amazing. So we will be back here very shortly. Continue to stay tuned, and I look forward to seeing you momentarily.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a Recovery Recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Living Excellently. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit with Gina T. Joining Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show is changing the world with an essence of love, joy, compassion, and grace. Spiritual coach Gina T helps guide you to live life generously, love lavishly, and trust unconditionally. For more information, visit GinaTCoach.com. Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
All right. Welcome back to our third segment here. So now I want to get into talking about solutions, right? How do we get out of this lack perspective and into a more abundant perspective while working with this unseen world of our thoughts and our feelings, right? To ultimately create something new in our physical reality. Well, there's many ways to get there, and I'll share a few with you. So there's one exercise that I like to do with my clients. I call it the appreciation exercise. Nothing fancy. I feel appreciation is something that we definitely underuse in our society, in our own personal life, and with each other. and appreciation, it just feels so good. So I have an actual exercise I'd love for you to do. Think of a list of 5 different people in your life, whether it be the workplace, friends, or even within your own family. And think of those 5 people and something they've done recently, within the last week, maybe within the last month, something that you appreciated. And maybe it was something as simple as someone helping you with dishes or putting the laundry away or saying that you look pretty, or maybe someone brought cookies to the office or something, you know? And just as you're thinking about it and writing the names down and writing down what it is that you appreciate about that person, I want you to simply just become aware of the feelings that come up while you're thinking about this appreciation for another person. Appreciation is this beautiful thing that continues to open up more doors of opportunity. It continues to open up this idea of what I mentioned earlier of unconditional love. Right? This unconditional love is, it's a vibration. It is a frequency, as is appreciation. So when we, so to speak, raise our frequency or raise our vibration, all of a sudden, at least it seems like all of a sudden, right? It's kind of like an onion, we peeling the layers away. All of a sudden we feel lighter, we feel brighter, and naturally our perspective will change on its own. You'll begin to see colors more brighter. You begin to see people in a different light. Maybe someone that you just kind of have tension with or crosses you the wrong way. And all of a sudden, one day you see them as like, oh, wow, I didn't notice how beautiful they were. Or I didn't notice how amazing their voice sound. Or I didn't notice how well of a job they do at work, or how good of a parent they are, because of be open-minded to potentially what could shift within that relationship, to what could open up for you. Right? To see what more love could come in, what more abundance could come in. Now, I know it may seem scary, right? But we talked about that earlier. Change is challenging. But once you face the fear, face the change, guess what? It becomes so much easier. Easier each and every time that you take that physical action step to create that different result. Right, we talked about earlier this divine astral and physical planes. Right, it's one thing to think about changing, right? It's one thing to feel different about something, but we also have to take the physical action because we live in a physical world, right? Remember, we talked about alignment, the physical, the divine astral and physical, right? We have to align on all three to ultimately create that different vision, that different picture within our lives. And I know a lot of people out there are readers. I am one of those readers. And there's an amazing, simple book that I was told by a community of mine. And I think it's a great way to kind of get out of just thinking and getting into action. So I'm going to show you this book here, and I believe you can order it on Amazon, find it in your local bookstore. If you're an Audible person, I believe it's on Audible as well. But here is the book. So it's called Soundtracks. Okay. The Surprising Solution to Overthinking by John Acuff. I may be saying that wrong. So this book is amazing. He just kind of goes a little deeper, I guess you could say, into what we talked about, that whole, the thoughts, the feelings, and the physical action, and some of the conditioning that we all experience as human beings, and puts it into a real simple way on how to bring that change, and how to have a different result in our life, right? This book was kind of designed, you know, for people who are like entrepreneurs, you know, looking to create their business. But I believe it works for anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be just an entrepreneur to read the book. You can be a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, a grandma, you know, whoever. That's one thing I've noticed in this line of work of coaching folks and traveling around the world is, especially in the America, we are great overthinkers. We can sometimes overthink ourselves so much that it ends up resulting in no change and no action. And we continue to stay stuck in the rabbit hole and that repetitive cycle I mentioned earlier, repeating these patterns, right? Because the way the universe works, right? We talked about universal laws, is it's going to continue to put these challenging situations, these challenging people into your life again and again and again until you decide to face it, until you decide to work through it, appreciate it, and love it all the way through. So that's why I'm like, let's take action. Take action to get that different result. and another way that I like to bring a solution to how we're thinking, super simple, right? We all have a cell phone here. So grab your cell phone. And I encourage all of you to create either 1 to 3 different alarms on your phone. These alarms are what I like to call tripping the brain. Right? So we're going throughout our day, you know, grocery shopping, at work, whatever it is. And this is a way to just kind of trip you up out of your kind of like autopilot behavior. And this alarm is designed to bring awareness to what you're thinking in the present moment. And you would be surprised at what thoughts you're going to catch yourself in the flow of, and then you then have a choice to take action and make change, right? Because some of these thoughts that I said before, we're completely unaware of what's happening, like this unseen world. And you may be surprised about some of these lack perspective thoughts that you may be having that you didn't know were there because you've had them for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And you'd be like, wow, yeah, I don't resonate with this thought anymore. I would like to change that, right? Because sometimes we need that little extra push. We need that little extra reminder to get us to start thinking differently. You can set it as a reminder on your calendar or an alarm. You know, put your phone on vibrate if you're at the office. But it's fun because you don't have to pause your entire life in order to do this exercise. You can continue to do whatever it is that you're doing, but just simply bring that awareness. Awareness is how we begin to bring the change. And again, so either 1 to 3 to even 7 of them, however many it is that you think that you need, simply start off with 1 and go from there. And if you have time, take note. Right? Write a literal note, maybe text it to yourself or email it to yourself so you can look back at it later and be like, wow, I really think that negative thing about that person. Wow, do I really think that I'm ugly? Wow, do I really think that I don't deserve that beautiful car? Do I really think that I don't deserve that beautiful dress? Whatever it is that comes up for you. Because again, you are the author of your book. You do have the choice to create something different for yourself. But it does take with us taking charge of our own lives, right? We can seek to others for support, guidance, mentorship, ways to get there. But again, it ultimately comes back to us. We have to take the action. We have to implement to bring something different, right? It's taking what do they call that? Radical responsibility. and that radical responsibility, we then are not projecting onto others or taking that flow of what we call the victim state. And it's okay. Raise your hand. We all play the victim from time to time, right? I know I have. Used to be really good at it too. Right? It's everyone else's fault. Why does everyone do this to me? Just know you are not alone. You are not alone. And the last thing I'd like to leave you with before we go on our next break is remember to surround yourself with people who are going to support you, people who are going to raise you up, people who believe in you, and people who appreciate you. Because in that appreciation and in that support and in that love, you will continue to see your purpose come to life. You will continue to live that vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle. If no one is serving you, time to rid them of your life if possible, or see them less often. So continue to stay tuned on our next break. I'd love to guide you through a meditation.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Everyone, welcome back. We are almost done with our first episode. Thank you for staying there with me. So just a couple of reminders, if you haven't yet already, I'm doing a couple of giveaways of my homemade with love organic salve. So if you experience inflammation, need a little moisturization, or have any pain relief, I'm giving away two of these salves that I've made from either wild harvesting on the western part of the region, and also with essential oils or homegrown herbs as well. So go ahead and call in. And all we need again is your name, email, and we also need an address so I know where to ship the product to you. And another way to get a hold of me, if anything I've said so far has inspired you to take inspired action or you resonate with anything I'm saying, go visit sacredattunement.com. And attunement is spelled with two T's. And you can reach out to me there and see the other products and services that I offer. You can also join my free Facebook group. It's a Sacred Attunement Community. Again, that's Sacred Attunement Community on Facebook. You can find it through my personal page as well. If you can't find it that way, through Asher Countryman, you can go to my personal page and there should be a link that takes you straight to the group. And in that group, we get to talk about more things that help you with alleviating stress so you can live a more vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle. All right. So that is how you can get a hold of me, or you can email me as well if you like old school, sacredattunement@gmail.com. So for this last little segment here, I would like to take you through a meditation. Meditation for me has been something that has changed my life night and day. I know there's different ways to meditate. There's mantra meditations, guided meditations, silent meditations. And today we're just going to do a simple guided meditation to help open up our minds, open up this vessel, right? So we can be more open to more opportunities in our life. So if you are not driving, if you're at home or outside in a park, go ahead and find a nice comfortable seat. And when you have found that seat, go ahead and wiggle around just a little bit. And allow your eyelids to drop down. Close your eyes. Bringing your focus and your attention inward. Allow your spine to sit nice and tall all the way up towards the sky. Remember to drop those shoulders down the spine. And if you can, gently bring the corners of your lips up into a gentle smile. And take three long, deep breaths with me here. Inhale through the nose. Hold the breath. And exhale out the mouth. Two more, just like that. Inhale, starting from the bottom of the belly. Expand the belly, expand the ribs. And expand the chest. And pause for just a moment. Exhale through the mouth, letting go of any gripping that you may be having on the nervous system. Allowing yourself to ground and really be in this present moment. Last one, inhale through the nose. Feeling the chair or the earth or the couch below you, knowing that you are supported. And see if on that last exhale, can you make it a little longer than the inhale, releasing those emotions of stress or worry or fear or grief. And I invite you to continue to breathe consciously, being aware of how your body expands and contracts with each moment. Through the power of our breath is how we lead the mind to where we want it to go. The breath has power over the mind. Think of it as the mind being the servant to the breath and to the body. Your breath is the voice of your soul. As you hear your breath entering and leaving the body, perhaps you can hear a little message coming through from the ethers, coming through from your spirit guides, from your ancestors, to help support you and guide you more deeper into your purpose and what it is you're supposed to be doing with this magnificent life. For we have this one body in this lifetime. So why not try any and everything that's possible so you can live your best life? Continuing to breathe with awareness and consciousness. What are some potential thoughts that you can let go of in this very moment? And can you invite in the possibility that you are magnificent, that you are abundant, that you are magical and beautiful and exactly where you need to be? Is exactly where you're meant to become that future version that you see in your mind and feel in your heart. Can you invite in the knowing that you are full of an abundance of love, wisdom, and truth? And through these moments of stillness, these moments of silence, that you can hear and step into the new possibility. And continue to let yourself dive another level deeper. What else can you let go of to bring the opposite of this lack in your life? Are you open to letting go of some of that grief, some of that heartache or that pain, or that judgment for yourself or others? Can you be open to the idea that everyone is exactly who they need to be and where they are in your life to help support you, to guide you? What can we learn from each other to step into the version of our higher self? Where can we unlock the power of our mind, body, soul, abundance? Now allow yourself to bring your awareness back to the space that you're in. Back to the earth below you. Now I invite each and every one of you, as you begin to flutter your eyes back open, to take inspired action after this show. Who can you appreciate? What can you let go of? Continue to take inspired action to unlock your mind, body, soul abundance. And stay tuned on January 21st for the next show, as we are going to bring in Matthew Nelson, and he and I are going to be talking about the ability to improv, to listen to the body and improv on how we can stay in this flow state and stay with our purpose. So thank you so much for being here today. I look forward to seeing you on January 21st, Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks for being here with me today. You have been listening to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Give yourself the gift of a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle. For more information on mastering your spiritual growth or to connect with Asher, visit sacredattunement.com. Again, that's sacredattunement.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.